Well, Russia has certainly been the site of days of protests. Demonstrators say a parliamentary election last week was deeply flawed. The level of popular support for Prime Minister Vladimir Putin's United Russia Party has dropped. And some protesters are demanding now a Russia without Putin at the head. Linda Sundstrom is an associate professor of politics at UBC, and her research focuses on Russian politics. She has spent some time there and joins us here in Studio 10. Good morning.
Good morning, Rick. It's actually Lisa.
I'm sorry, Lisa.
That's okay.
That's my fault. I've been wanting to talk about this because I'm fascinated about what's going on over there. First of all, tell us about the protesters and who they are for the most part.
Well, the really interesting thing about these latest protests, Rick, is that a large number of the protesters are young, middle-class, well-educated people from professional backgrounds. And that's quite unusual. That isn't a constituency that we've seen involved in protests in the opposition until now, really. So it is some kind of a turning point in popular opinion.
So how politically significant is that?
It's very significant. One of the puzzles of Russian politics in the Putin era has been that the middle class has been so slow to become politically active. It's been clear for a long time that there's been a lot of discontent, but they've largely been apathetic in terms of real political action. So it is a really important moment.
And remind us what set the stage for these protests.
Well, the immediate trigger was the elections, the parliamentary elections for the Russian Duma, which is their parliament, which took place last Sunday, December 4th. And there was simply widespread, blatant evidence of electoral fraud that took place, ballot stuffing, pressure on various people to vote certain ways.
People taken in buses and driven from polling station to polling station to vote often.
Yes, exactly. And all of this, of course, in the digital age when everybody has a camera in their cell phone, people were taking photographic evidence of all of this.
Why would the government think they could get away with this?
That is actually not entirely clear. That is kind of one of the remaining puzzles of this. Part of it may be simply a lag in the government's understanding of how angry this would make people. There has been fraud in the past. It's been quite well documented, but it's been less extreme and it has been better hidden in the past. And perhaps the government and underlings simply got sloppy as time went on. And they thought everybody was complacent and perhaps wouldn't care.
It could be social media that brings them down, but I thought it was ironic that Medvedev turned to social media to try and quell the masses. He went on Facebook and got slaughtered on Facebook.
Yes.
He had like 3,500 responses in an hour to saying,
that's
no.
Right. That's right. And he was silent for a while, for several days after the election.
What do you make of
well?
The response? What do you make of what's going on there now?
Well, the interesting thing now, there's a promise that there will be another similar protest like there was this past weekend, that there will be on December 24th, 2 weeks from the protests that just took place. So we'll see what happens then. It is very clear that liberal opposition forces in the country are starting to get organized at an elite level, and they've been very downtrodden and marginalized for a long time. So key political figures are starting to mobilize and to unite with one another, which is an important development. We haven't seen that for quite a while.
And because of social media, once again, too, Lisa, you're seeing now that these demonstrations are not just in Moscow. They're popping up all across the country.
Yes.
And they're being coordinated by social media.
Mm-hmm.
So where does this leave Putin now and his reign for the last couple of decades? How much support does he have now?
Well, that's, of course, the billion-dollar question. What is he going to do next? Because I think his options are becoming a little bit constrained. Some people might worry that he's simply going to crack down with violence. I don't think that's going to happen. That did happen and was possible with smaller numbers of demonstrators who weren't very popular in recent years. But these are clearly ordinary people.
There has been cases, though, we've seen this last demonstration where some people were arrested and sentenced immediately to 15 days in jail. One of the commentators I read now, start the clock and see if they get out in 15 days.
Mm.
So we have to watch that. But he's also having people in his own camp defect. Where are they going?
Well, are you thinking about Alexei Kudrin,
yeah,
who's the former finance minister? Yes, he was one of the few remaining sort of liberal-minded people in the cabinet in Russia and was fired after he had a big dust-up with Medvedev in September. And he is now speaking of coordinating with other liberals to try and form a liberal party to run for the presidential elections. Now, he himself has not talked about wanting to run as president. It looks like he may be coordinating with a man named Mikhail Prokhorov, who is an oligarch, a business oligarch, who of many other interests owns the New Jersey Nets, the basketball NBA, team, yeah. NBA team.
How might all these protests, though, affect the power structure in Russia now? Because certainly they will. It's, once again, social media, not only within the country, but so many people around the world now are watching, and they watch events as they happen immediately.
That's right. So that does increase the costs of violent crackdown. There will no doubt be attempts by the Putin government to control the presidential elections. But my bet would be it's going to happen mostly behind the scenes with well-known tactics, making it very difficult for people to get on the ballot, ruling out a lot of signatures that people collect to try and register their political parties, etc. So it's going to be a lot of behind-the-scenes manipulation. But the public is really riled up. I am extremely surprised that the sentiment is directed straight at Putin now.
It's speculative, of course, but we saw what happened with the Arab Spring. Is there a possibility here of some sort of a Russian Spring movement where people rise up and overthrow the ruling party right now for a new direction?
It's not at that point yet. It's still very uncoordinated, and there are many actors in the opposition who share very little in common. Of course, that was true in the Arab Spring as well, but we see it doesn't have necessarily good results in cases where there isn't a coordinated opposition. I do think that there is going to be a ticket that develops. Whether they can get on the ballot for the presidential election is still unclear, but I do think that this is a way for the liberal elites to unite.
Because you get the feeling, no matter what happens, if Putin maintains power, the rest of the world is going to look over their eyeglasses at them and say, you know, what are you doing there?
That's right. And he does have reputational concerns. It's very clear he wants to be part of the civilized world. He wants to be part of the G8. He wants to have tremendous success running the Olympics in 2014 in Sochi. So there's a lot at stake for him. I think he missed his opportunity to, in the immediate wake of the polling, to say, I'm shocked. I'm utterly shocked that there's electoral fraud taking place. Let's recount and rerun the election immediately. If he had distanced himself in that way, I think he could have dodged a bullet. But now he's faced with a narrowing set of options.
Certainly is fascinating to watch from afar. Lisa, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Thank you, Rick.
Lisa Sundstrom, who is an associate professor of political science at UBC. And we're going to continue to follow this situation in Moscow as well. And you can check out our website, cbc.ca/b, anytime for updates as the world now watches the political goings on in Russia.